From the very heart of evergreen forests, under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Such a busy bazaar, as if all the people are here. You might ask yourself why I have come to this bazaar. Indeed, I am here to buy some souvenirs for my friends. Tonight, I'm going to take a trip to Yazd to visit my friends there. Also, the day after, I have planned to visit the ancient village of Kharonagh. Kharonagh village dates back to 4,500 years ago and is surely a spectacular place to visit. The historical village of Kharonagh is located in Yazd province, 70 kilometers to Ardekan County. In this region, there are iron ore, zinc, and granite mines. There is also a protected area in this region which is home to animals like wild goat, goat, sheep, mufflon, wildcat, caracal, and cheetah. Kharonagh, which used to be called Khuranagh in the past, means the place where the sun rises or the place where the sun is born. Kharonagh village has placed one of the large adobe structures of Iran in itself. This village has two parts. The new part in which over 500 people live and the old part or the castle of Kharonagh, which is damaged and empty. Some of the must-see landmarks of this village include Kharonagh Castle, the historical bath of Kharonagh, Kharonagh Caravansaray, Kharonagh Mosque and Hosseiniye, as well as the shaking minaret of Kharonagh. I am now in Kharonagh village. This village is ancient, and I'm so excited to see it. Kharonagh village dates back to the Sassanid era. This village used to be a place for taking rest by merchants and travelers. Let's look around the village together. I am now at Kharonagh Castle. This castle dates back to the Sassanid era. Well, this castle is surrounded by deep moats. These moats were used as a way to protect the residents of the castle against enemy forces. Six guard towers are attached to the body of the castle. There are 80 houses in this castle. In most villages of the Yazd city, you see nothing but adobe and mud. Oh, I'm so thirsty. My flask has run out of water. What a scent! The smell of wet earth is very pleasant. I'm crazy about this scent. Kharonagh village, like the city of Isfahan, has a structure called Shaking Minaret or Minar Jumban, which shakes. This minaret also dates back to the Sasanid era. Its height is 15 meters. The Shaking Minaret of Kharonagh used to have three floors. Its top floor used for watching and lighting. It used to have a wooden structure on its top, which had been tilted because of earthquakes and wind blow. So the locals of Kharonagh had detached it and brought it down. To be honest, I don't dare to get close to it. I am now at the center of Kharonagh Castle. Here, there is the Kharonagh Jameh Mosque. This mosque dates back to the 8th to 10th century AH. Adobe and mud are the main materials used for building this mosque, though, as it shows, bricks are also used in the minarets and facade of the mosque. It's very beautiful and spectacular. Actually, Kharonagh has many must-see places to visit, and unfortunately, I can't describe them all for you. Just tell you one thing. Don't miss the night sky of this region if you happen to visit here. The stars in this region are so near to you that you feel you can touch them all with your hands.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.